神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
In many of the areas for personal growth that we have been talking about, one of the things that I have often mentioned is taking a risk.
我在个人的成长成熟方面呢讲了好多领域，那其中有一次呢，我讲到要懂得怎么样去冒险。
Risk taking, what do we mean by that?
什么意思呢？什么叫做冒险呢？
Actually, it can be in some of the smallest things that we do take a risk.
有时候啊，我们做一点点小事也是在冒风险。
Actually, in laughing, you're taking a risk because sometimes when you look around, no one else is laughing and you appear a little foolish.
有时候比如说呢，你啊笑了，然后呢，这个也是要冒一点险的。为什么？因为有时候别人呢没有在笑，只有你笑，好像你很愚昧一样。
You know, to reach out to another person is to take the risk of involvement.
事实上，当你要去啊、伸展出去，去跟一个人有关系的时候呢，事实上也是一个冒险。
To expose our feelings is to risk exposing our true self.
当你敞开你的心，暴露你的心声的时候呢，也是一个展现你自己的冒险。
Sometimes when you risk telling someone else about your ideas and about your dreams, they don't feel like they're anything. And it seems like then you look at them and you think, maybe they're not really worth much.
有时候你去很高兴地告诉别人你自己的理想、你的梦想的时候，别人却没有什么样的动静，就让你自己想说，大概我讲的这些，我想的这些没有价值吧。
You know, to love is to risk not being loved in return.
当你愿意去爱的时候，也是一种冒险。冒什么险呢？冒你没有被接受，或者是没有被啊报答的这样的一个险。
Actually, believe it or not, to live is to risk dying.
事实上，当你活着的时候，也是啊面对死亡的冒险。
To those that hope is really a risk of despair.
当我们有一个希望的时候，我们也要冒一个失望的、失败的险。
To try is to risk failure.
尝试呢，是要冒着失败的风险。
But risks must be taken because the greatest hazard in our life is not to take risks.
事实上，人生的风险是需要冒的。因为最大的伤害害处呢，就是你不敢踏出去冒险。
The person who risks nothing, does nothing, has nothing, and is nothing.
当一个人不敢冒险的时候，他不会拥有什么，也不会成为什么。
Oh yes, that person may avoid suffering and sorrow, but he simply cannot learn or feel or change or grow.Or love, or even to really live.
当然，不敢冒险，或许你可以避免一些苦难，一些受苦。但是呢，这样的人呢，他在他的人生里面是没有办法学到东西，或感觉，或有所改变，有所成长，或能够真的去爱，或真的能够过真正的生活。
Now, let's look at some of the things that make up risk-taking.
什么会让我们敢勇敢地去冒险呢？
It's accepting the need for change and then to take the steps that will result in change.
是我们接受说我们应该要有所改变， 然后呢，提出我们第一个跨出那一步，我们愿意改变。
There are many, many things in our life that we have to do this to.
很多事物在我们的人生里面，我们一定要跨出这一步。
Maybe you want a new business.
比如说呢，你想做一个新的事业。
And you look at yourself and you recognize you're never going to get ahead.
然后你自己想一想说我实在是可能会做不好。
Now you can go on in this business and maybe you can make just enough to make ends meet.
那或许呢你就继续的做你自己的事业然后只是一个维持而已。
But if you're going to grow, you've got to accept the need for this change.
那如果你真的想要在你的事业上有所成长的话那你就要改变。
But you can't just sit there and think about, I need to change. You've got to take the steps that will result in that change.
光是坐在那里想说我需要改变是不够的，而是你要跨出，你要有所行动，跨出那要改变的第一步。
I have a friend that started a business very small.
我有个朋友，他刚开始的时候做一个很小的事业。
He went around with one truck.And he would clean houses. They call it blasting cleaning.
那他只是买了一部小小的卡车，然后到处去帮人家做那种清理，就是在那个房子建筑之后清理的这样的一个事业。
But he was willing to take a risk.
但是呢，他愿意冒险。
And that he began to enlarge his company.
后来他就继续的扩大他的这样的一个事业。
More workers.
越多的工人。
More trucks.
越多的这些卡车。
More kinds of equipment.
设备也越来越多了。
And today, he has a tremendous business.
如今呢，他有很大的一个事业。
But he was willing to take the risk.
但是他是首先愿意来冒险。
You see, an honest appraisal of some kind of a situation in your life requires your action.
在你的人生里面，很多时候是需要你付出行动的。
That may be the fact even in your family.
在家里也是一样。
You see that your son is not really equipping himself for life.
或许你看到你的儿子好像没有能力过生活。
He doesn't know how to take responsibility.
他不负责任。
And so you honestly look at that and you think to yourself, how can I change this?
你看着他的问题，然后你就想说我怎么样来帮助他改变呢？
Now, your neighbors may not approve.
或许别人不肯定。
And maybe there are others that feel like you're being too hard.
或许别人也觉得说你这样做的话可能太严厉了。
But you may have to take a risk and make your son go and maybe into the army so that he might learn discipline. You're taking that risk because you feel like it's necessary.
但是呢，你看着你的儿子这种问题不能负责任的，只好把他送到军队里面去，让他去受训，因为呢，你觉得他就是需要这种训练，这对你来讲是一个风险，一个冒险。
Now you understand the risk involved in taking such an action.
你知道，当一个人想冒险的时候，是要付出行动的。
There's going to be a lot of things said about you for this.
而且呢，也会听到很多别人的那些闲话的。
But in your thinking, you have looked at that which was good and that which was bad about it.
但是你自己里面知道说什么是对你好，什么对你不好。
And you saw that the good points were far better and you took the action.
当你冒险的时候呢，事实上你是衡量了一下，把这个好的一面呢看得比较重，所以你才会采取这样的行动。
Maybe you are tired of your job and you want to go on and get more education.
或许你觉得说你对你现在工作呢已经很累了，你想再多受一点教育。
Now, that means that you may have to quit your job.
那意思是说你要停掉你的工作。
So you have to make a choice to take the required action.
所以你变成就是要做一个决定来付出行动。
And again, you have to have full understanding of the consequences of taking this risk.
那当然你在付出行动之前，你一定要对你，当你停掉工作之后的一些结果呢，你有很仔细的这种估价。
It means I'll have to get a part-time job.
意思是说呢，或许你只能做一些不是全时间的工作，只能做一点工作而已。
It means that I won't be able to save any money for a while.
意思是说呢，或许你就不能存钱了。
But what is the potential outcome of this?
但是呢，当你这样做之后，以后的后果怎么样呢？
That someday I'll be able to get a better position, which I'll be able to earn more money.
等于说呢，未来呢，你或许可以找到更好的工作，然后赚更多的钱。
And so you see then, you are really calculating, you are trying to see, but you must be willing to take the risk.
等于说呢，你要先计算，你要先计量，但是你也愿意来付出第一步。
Now, when you take a risk, you have to understand what the full consequences of this risk will be.
当你要踏出去冒险的时候呢，你已经有一个预备心说，这个冒险后面的结果会怎么样。
In my church, they wanted to build a school, an elementary school and high schools attached to our church ministry.
以前呢，在我的教会里面呢，他们想要建一个学校，一个这种中小学的学校，然后来配合教会的事工。
Now, I had been in education, and I understood some of the pros and cons.
那我本身是从事教育的，我当然在这个教育的事情里面会牵涉到怎么样的一个事情。
Now, I knew that there would be many things that would change around the church.
那如果这个学校一建下去的话，可能会改变教会的一些目前的情况。
Sometimes when there's children, you're going to have them marking on the building. You may have a gum on the floor. There's going to be situations where things are going to get broken. And there were many of those things that were negative that I did place in front of the church so they would understand that there was some things that would change.
等于说呢，如果这个学校建立起来呢，那就有很多的儿童会在这个教会的里面或四周围活动，那这样呢会带来很多的破坏，或者很多儿童会做的事情会扰乱，那这样的话我就把这些事情呢预先的让教会的这些决定的人让他们知道会有这种事情发生。
But as they thought about that which was good, that would help the children, that would help them to understand life and the moral way of living, they decided that they would take the consequences that would come with it.
但是当大家知道说去帮助这些孩子，还有去训练他们一些好的道德教育，这个是有价值的时候呢，那么他们也愿意来冒这个险。
So you see, you must realize that in all of life, if you're going to go ahead, you're going to have to take risks, but you're also going to have to count the cost for the risk.
所以当你人生在向前的时候呢，如果你真的是想要更好的话，你一定要冒险。但是冒险之前，你也一定要好好的去计算，去估量。
Actually, you're going to have to realize and be able to ignore the need for others' approval in order to take the most appropriate action for you.
事实上你不能太在意别人有没有在肯定你，而你如果觉得有适当适合对于你应该做的行动，那你就要去行动。
There may be some people listening to me now that are in their 30s, early 40s, who are still living at home with their parents.
在当中的听众，有人或许你已经在三十几到四十岁了，可是一样都住在家里面。
They're really not happy.
那有时候是不快乐的。
They seem to have no life of their own.
事实上呢，都没有自己生活过，都还住在自己的原来的父母的家，所以没有自己生活过。
They're not growing, they're not learning, they're not experiencing things, they're just at a standstill.
那这样的话，等于就没有改变，没有成长，也没有这些经验。
And you think to yourself, I really need to learn how to be responsible, have a place of my own, live a life of my own.
所以你就告诉你自己说呢，我实在是应该要好好的独立，来学习负责任，有自己的地方，有自己的经验。
They know their parents may not approve of this.
或许父母亲会不同意的。
But they may have to take the risk of having this disapproval and yet being able to step out and change their lives.
但是这种情况下面，你不能太在意别人的不赞成，你只有执着于自己的想法、做法，然后去踏出第一步去冒险。
Actually, you may be gambling that this experience may bring rejection, not only them not understanding, but real rejection as a result of what you've done.
当你这样决定的时候，你等于是在冒一个别人拒绝你或弃绝你的一个风险。
But many times as parents see how happy you become and how you develop and how you're more responsible and how you take care of things better, then maybe they will see and understand why you had to take a risk.
可是等到你真的有一些成果出来，父母亲也看到你现在快乐多了，而且懂得怎么样负责任，而且把事情做得更好的时候，他们就可以了解为什么你要这样子踏出去这一步。
Now, maybe you are working for someone else.
那或许你是在为别人工作。
Maybe with an uncle, maybe with a brother.
或许为你的哥哥或为你的叔叔工作。
You're in business with them, but they seem to be the one who really is the boss of the business.
虽然你在他们下面工作，可是他们是你工作的老板。
And they really are making more out of it than what you are.
然后他们赚的比你多。
Now they've helped you and you've learned a lot.
当然他们给你机会，你也学习很多。
But in your mind, you think, I'd like to start a business of my own.
然后你就心里想说呢，或许呢，我应该要有自己的事业。
Now, if you do this, the other one will really be upset.
那当你这样做的时候呢，对方会很不高兴的。
Because they need you and they want you there as their worker.
因为他们要你留在那里，他们也需要你来帮他们做。
They don't see the need that you see of you becoming independent and having your own business and seeing how it can grow.
他们没有想到也没有体会到你自己的想法，就是你希望能够独立，能够有你自己的事业。
But you're going to have to learn how to accept those negative feelings towards you.
那等于说你一定要接受这些其他的负面的对你的想法。
And worse than that,They can make you feel guilty.
最糟糕的是，或许呢，他们还会让你感觉罪恶感。
So you must be aware of what you may have to face.
所以你一定要对于你将要面对的有一种预备心。
So you see, it would in the long run after you have gotten your work, your job, your business, and you see how it is going and you're achieving and you feel a sense of accomplishment, you will be happy.That you have done what you've done.
当你经过这一些、等于说你采取行动了，你已经去做了，那或许你要面对一些困难之后呢，你却也得到了你该有的这种成就，然后你会觉得很快乐，那你就会发现说你所做的实在是值得的。
Now, taking the risk of starting a new job, a new situation, may mean that you'll have a personal sacrifice of your time.
当你要创立一个新的环境或新的事业的时候，的意思是说呢，你要牺牲一些你的时间。
It may take a lot of your energy.
还有你的能力。
You'll have to push yourself and your abilities.
你要很拼命、很努力的、很尽力的去做。
And you have to realize that this is an investment that I might be able to have better circumstances.
那为了能够以后更好呢，这对你来讲是一种投资，能力还有时间的投资。
You see, you always have to give something to get something.
你要知道，你想要得到，一定要付出。
So remember, when you're taking risks, it means that you're putting your whole self into it many times.
所以冒险是要把自己投入进去，是一定要付出的。
And now I want to talk about a different kind of risk taking.
我现在要谈另外一种冒险。
There comes many problems between husbands and wives.
像夫妻之间常会有一些问题
Between parents and children
还有亲子之间也会
Between employer and employees
或者是老板跟雇员
Between relatives
亲戚们
And we may be part of the problem
或许我们本身就是问题的一个因素
You know, we have a way of feeling that we are always right
我们总是有这种感觉说我一定是对的。
But that's not true.
但是这不是事实。
Sometimes we have to honestly look at the situation and look at ourselves.
有时候我们需要很诚实的来看情况而且来面对自己。
Then you have to take the risk of being honest with yourself about your part in the particular problem.
所以这个冒险就是要面对你自己诚实的来看到你自己是问题的因素。
Take the problem between a father and a daughter.
我们比如说呢谈到这个 爸爸跟女儿的问题。
Now we realize the girl, the daughter, is really, has a problem.
我们看到这个女儿有问题了。
But we also see that as the father tries to take care of this problem, tries to work with it, that he too has some problems.
但是当这个爸爸面对女儿的问题的时候呢，自己也产生一些问题。
And it's easy to blame the daughter.
那是因为呢，女儿是错了，所以呢，很容易把一切的错误都归在女儿身上。
And it's easy for the daughter to blame the father.
但是也很容易让这个女儿来怪罪她的爸爸。
But let us look at it from the father's side.
那我们来看看爸爸这一边。
As I said, we must look at ourselves honestly in the midst of this problem.
刚才我说了，我们应该要很诚实的在这个问题里面来看自己。
And we have to see if we have some barriers that keeps this problem going on.
然后我们看一看是不是有什么在让这个问题呢，继续的延伸下去。
And you begin to see that really...There are some barriers, and you have to admit that I do have some barriers. I am involved in keeping this problem from being solved.
你或许会看到，事实上这个当中呢，有一些阻碍，有一些障碍。那你有看到说这个障碍呢，是由于你自己出来的，所以呢，就会阻碍到去解决问题。
You begin to realize that you have not spent enough time with this daughter or made any intimacy with her at all.
你就发现说你没有用很多时间来跟你这个女儿相处，跟她建立比较靠近的关系。
That sometimes you are so quick and so hot-headed that you won't allow her to explain.
有时候呢，你很快的就会去论断她，马上就会指责她，你根本没有机会给她解释。
There could be many things that really you are part of the problem.
所以很多事情呢，是出于呢你这边的问题。
So maybe then you can admit to others, this is a risk-taking, admitting to someone else that yes, I have some things thatI too should fix.
所以现在你就要冒一个险，你要愿意承认，向某一个人承认说呢，是我这边也有疏忽，我这边也有错。
Now it's not enough just to admit it.
那光是承认是不够的。
You have to approach this thing rationally and be able to try to solve it.
那你还要非常的理性来分析，然后呢，看怎么样可以来解决这个障碍。
And then you may have to recognize that there is a belief system that you have had that really doesn't help in this situation.
之后你就再推溯到你自己本身可能有一些信念想法本身呢是造成这样的问题并没有帮助这个情况。
Then open yourself.To identify that sometimes you've been a person who has not listened. You've been a person that really don't know your own children. That you're a person that has a mindset that you want done what you want. And as you begin to identify these things and open yourself to it, you are taking a risk.
当你愿意去看到自己的问题，比如说呢，你没有去了解，好好了解你的孩子，你也没有去听他讲话，然后你也发现呢，你自己呢常常很武断的，就是要他做你要他做的，这样的话，等于说你要冒一个险来面对自己关于这个问题。
And part of this risk is being willing to take feedback.To be able to hear people tell you, you know, this is what you've done. Really, this is what you've done.
那等于说呢，你就要给自己这个冒险，就是你要退一步，给一点空间，让别人来说你是怎么样的。
And to be able to accept honestly what they are telling you.
而且你要很诚恳的，能够接受对方很诚实的来告诉你。
As they try to tell you the need for the change in your behavior.
所以他们就要告诉你哈，你是怎么样的，那你就要愿意来改变你的行为。
And then you take the risk of being less defensive, not ready to fight right away for your rights.
你还要有一种冒险，就是呢，你当听到这些的时候呢，你不要有那种自我防卫，马上就要去回过去或者去解释。
And more open in your search for truth and honesty.And trying to really solve the problem.
你越敞开，越诚恳的，越 愿意去面对自己，然后你就越能够解决彼此的问题。
And then be willing to take a healing and a forgiving and a forgetting attitude in this conflict.
接下来你愿意真的是去原谅，而且呢，愿意把它释怀，让它过去来面对。
So many are not willing to take this kind of risk.
那这种希望能够痊愈，能够恢复过来的这种风险呢，很多人不愿意去冒。
They're not willing to confess to their daughter that they know they've not spent enough time, that there's no intimacy between them.
因为他们不愿意去跟女儿讲，就跟孩子讲说呢，是我没有用太多的时间跟你在一起，我没有跟你建立比较靠近的关系的缘故。
And sometimes you let your anger get the best of you and you don't listen and you accuse, sometimes wrongly.
很难去跟孩子说呢，有时候呢，我很容易生气，很快就责怪，就控告你。
And be willing then to let's forgive each other.
当你承认之后呢，你就愿意去宽恕彼此，宽恕。
Let's try to have a better relationship.
然后告诉你的孩子说呢，让我们重新建立更好的关系。
You see, this would solve many of the problems in our relationship if we would honestly look at things and take our own faults.
如果我们很诚实的而且愿意来面对承认自己的错误的话，那这个是我们解决人际关系，人跟人的关系的一个非常好的方法。
Now when you do this, you become very vulnerable because people might take advantage of you.
如果你真的这样做，就好像让自己透明在别人的面前，有时候是会让别人得寸进尺。
But you see, this is where when you have weighed the good and the bad parts of it, when you've seen what the consequences were, you were willing to take the risk even at that cost.
但是呢，你预先要预估可能有这种情况，所以你灼伤之下呢，你看看这个好的一面，好的结果比那个更重要的话，你就愿意付出这样子的一个代价。
Can you see how this would help you to grow? A personal growth in you.
你可以看到这样的话实在是可以帮助你个人里面的成长。
I believe that if you can become a risk taker, that your life will be different.
如果你愿意成为一个人生的冒险者的话，你的生命会更好。
And so I know in my own heart, there have been times when I've had to take a risk, but I thank the Lord that the outcome has been very beneficial.
我自己本身也经历过这一些要冒险之前的这种挣扎，但是呢，因为有主的帮助，我发现当我愿意踏出去的时候，我却是那个得益处的人。
Don't be afraid of the fear of rejection.
不要害怕被弃绝。
Don't live for the need for approval from others.
也不要总是活在被别人肯定的这样的期待下面。
Don't feel you always have to be right.
不要感觉说你一定要都做对才可以。
Take the risk, live free, and enjoy what God has given you.
很自由的，敢冒险，享受神为你所预备的。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。